This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Chris,
and we have some rather interesting stories tonight, plus we'll be taking your phone calls, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You may recall, if you've listened to the show before, you may recall about a month and a half ago, I think it was, we talked about how the pimping charges had been dropped against the operators of Backpage.com. And, Chris, you actually asked me a question that I thought you were just joking.
You thought I was joking. No, I said, Backpage? Question mark. Because the story goes back a few years, and it just hadn't been at the top of my head.
Right. So Backpage, for those of you also asking that same question of what's Backpage? Backpage is a competitor of Craigslist. And you may recall, or you may not, depending on how old you are, but you may recall that several years ago, Craigslist had Intimate Encounters section.
It was a place where people who were offering escort services might advertise their wares.
Yes. Erotic massage, things along those lines. And, well, Craigslist wound up removing that section. Along comes Backpage, and they say, we'll take your escorts. Yes, we will. And, you know, that kind of became the thing that Backpage was known for. Mm-hmm. And so that wound up causing California Attorney General Kamala Harris to file pimping charges and then ultimately dropping those pimping charges. And then a couple of weeks later, this in late December, bringing new criminal charges against the operators of Backpage.com, accusing them of laundering earnings from escorts, as well as pimping children and adult women on the website.
So these guys that were running this website, they must have been meeting with these women, and, they had to have, if they were pimping them... Daryl, you're interrupting me before I can finish my thought here. I know
I'm interrupting you because they didn't do any of the things that you were going to ask if they did.
Well, I mean, did they strike them firmly with the back of their hands?
No.
Did they ever meet them?
Better have my money. They never did any of that.
Any of those caricatures. Okay. Did they take a cut of the monies that passed between, say, John and provider?
Possibly, because, you know, if you want photos in your ad, you do have to pay for having photos. So they were making money.
I got to do that on eBay, too.
Right. So they were making money, but they were not the ones directly involved. And, again, these new charges were filed 2 weeks after, and I misremembered. I thought that Kamala Harris had dropped the charges. It was actually the judge that threw out the charges, ruling that the website and other websites are protected from lawsuits when they publish speech posted by other people.
Right.
So there's, I forget what the federal law is, you might remember the name of it, but there's, you know, some computer something something act that basically says that a website operator cannot be held liable for what third parties post on the website.
And that's a rare good law.
Right. So, for instance, freetalklive.com is Reddit integrated so that you can post show prep topics, that, you know, things that you want us to talk about, you can post on the site.
Right.
So if somebody winds up posting something that is illegal content or links to illegal content, Free Talk Live cannot be held liable for what that third party posts on the site.
What if it has to do with escorts?
Well, again, the Sacramento judge threw the case out. Kamala Harris then files another criminal complaint, a 40-count criminal complaint. Mr. Harris, this is Attorney General Kamala Harris, accused the operators of, quote, personally creating profiles for thousands of women, including minors, to increase revenue from the illegal sex trade. The profiles appeared on their two other websites, Big City and Evil Empire, which were used to draw web traffic to the Backpage prostitution business, according to the complaint. The complaint lists 10 victims whose profiles were created without their knowledge, allegedly. In one case, a woman contacted Backpage to remove her photo from Evil Empire, but was told by Backpage staff that the two companies were not affiliated and therefore her picture could not be removed, according to the complaint. Chief Executive Carl Ferrer, who is 55, along with the site's former owners, Michael Lacey and James Larkin, who are 68 and 67, respectively, are charged with more than two dozen counts of money laundering and one count of conspiracy to commit pimping. So they're not even charged with pimping. They're just charged with talking about pimping.
Right. Well, there's a couple things that come to mind here. First of all, this is protected speech. This should be protected speech. If you're running a website and people happen to use it for untoward reasons that may be illegal, then under case law, you're kind of protected there. The second,
I'm going to stop you.
Kinda protected.
And
there.
Say that. No, there was an absolutely horrible, and I can't finish my full thought here without saying words that would get us kicked off the radio, but there was an absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible court precedent out of the Manhattan Federal Court where Judge Forrest, she made the ruling that, yes, you can be held criminally liable for things that get posted on your website. If your name is Rolls Ulbricht and somebody sells drugs.
Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I don't know about is whether the charges that he had posted people's pictures and profiles, I don't know if that's bad. That's not a good thing to do if he did that, they did that.
And there's not really any evidence that they're reporting on in the LA Times that says that it was the CEO or the former founders that created the profile.
Right.
And not just somebody was scrolling through FetLife and found some erotic photos and said, I'm going to post these on Backpage.
Right. And I would be understandably upset if my likeness was out there as a prostitute.
You sure you wouldn't be flattered, Chris?
Well, I might be flattered for a minute or two, but I do kind of get that. So I think it's important to point out the insanity of why we're even talking about this, why courts are even involved, because this is, if this is a quote-unquote crime, it's a victimless crime.
Right.
Harris, if two people do decide to hook up and exchange money.
You know, at least in California, where this case is being filed, and here in New Hampshire, where this show is being broadcast, if you film it with the intent to distribute for making a profit, it's perfectly legal.
Right.
And that has been upheld numerous times. Harris, however, said that the charges are based on new evidence. Lawyers for the men previously pointed to the Federal Communications Decency Act. That's the federal law that I was trying to think of the name of earlier, which frees online publishers from liability over users posting and has repeatedly been interpreted to trump state criminal laws. The men argued that Attorney General Harris was well aware that they were protected because she signed a 2013 letter with other state attorneys general that unsuccessfully lobbied for an amendment to the federal law that would have allowed for state-level criminal prosecutions.
Wow.
And as Billy Mays would say, but wait, there's more. Because something happened just a couple of days ago. Stay tuned.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story out of California because, well, we're kind of shifting from what just happened to, or what happened a couple of weeks ago with Backpage, where we, you know, have sort of been following the story for a while. And, well, there's a new development, and we'll tell you what that new development is here in just a moment. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And how would you like to try the best pillow that you will ever use? Absolutely risk-free for 60 days. That's, you get to use the pillow risk-free for 60 days, not it's only the best pillow for 60 days. I'm talking about MyPillow. Well, you can't come have mine, but you can get your very own MyPillow that is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for almost a year now. Chris has been using one for several years, and we both agree, as does Ian, it's the best pillow we've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that collects dead skin and dirt over the years, well, the MyPillow might do that too, but you can pull it out of the pillowcase, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and still use it.
That is the coolest thing, too.
Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get your own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, it's guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Back to the article from, or not back to, but to the new article from the LA Times. Headline, Backpage shuts down adult section citing government pressure and unlawful censorship campaign. And this happened just a couple days ago, January 9th, which, again, you may recall the December, I think it was December 23rd, was when Kamala Harris filed new charges against the CEO and former owners of Backpage on pimping and money laundering and basically stuff that they never should have been charged with. Well, Backpage has now shut down the adult entertainment section of their site. The story, again, from LA Times says, Backpage, one of the world's largest classified ad websites and a frequent target in the political battle against sex trafficking, closed its adult ad section on Monday in the United States, claiming to be the victim of a government witch hunt. The extraordinary move came shortly after the release of a scathing U.S. Senate report that accused Backpage of, wait for this, Chris, hiding criminal activity by deleting terms from ads that indicated sex trafficking or prostitution. They also claim that there was prostitution and trafficking of children. The abrupt closure came on the eve of the scheduled testimony of Backpage's founder, Michael Lacey, and James Larkin, and the site's CEO, Carl Ferrer, before the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs Subcommittee on Investigations.
So, one thing that gets brought up, and it gets tossed around a lot, is the charges of sex trafficking, and it's basically slave labor. It is taking women who, against their will, are being put into prostitution. And I don't want anyone to think that this does not absolutely occur. It really does. And it's a horrendous crime. And no one here would ever support that.
Correct.
But I do know that many women choose to go into sex work. And sex work can be acting in adult films. It can be a massage, you know, with benefits,
right,
if
and,
I may,
well,
or it can be prostitution.
Or, depending on how broadly you define the term, because it's not really defined anywhere, so
right.
You know, you kind of get to make up your own definitions. Stephanie Murphy, who's former co-host of Free Talk Live, she hosts a podcast, Sex and Science Hour, and she's also a voiceover artist, and she does some erotic ebook narrations. Is that sex work? Because it's definitely erotica.
Right.
You know, she's not doing, you know, the hands-on stuff.
Right. Where do you
draw the line?
Right. And nobody can and nobody does. But as I believe a senator once famously said, I know it when I see it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is. It's one of those things. And like I said, this is what government tends to do is when there is something heinous going on, like human trafficking, like sex slavery, which is a real thing, then they can use that as an excuse to attack things that they just don't agree with morally. And I hate when I see us go down that path, because it's denying people their freedom. It's your body, and I believe that you can do with it what you want. I believe that you can put into it whatever you want. That's up to you. And if that's a life you chose, and you see it as a good way to make money and to take care of yourself and take care of your family, I'm the last guy who's going to argue with you.
And there's more on this, but let's go to the phones. We've got JR calling in from Arizona. JR, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Chris, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I'd like to talk to you about the non-aggression principle.
It just seems like I haven't been on lately. But how are you doing, James?
There's somebody that gets in the middle of it. It's James Robert, by the way. That's where I get JR from.
Okay, I didn't know your middle name. How are you tonight?
I don't bear false witness ever on the public radios, unlike people you hang out with.
Okay, so what did you call about?
Well, the non-aggression principle and blowback.
Okay.
Despicable, immoral sentiment that you and all your fellow libertarian friends at the broadcast from that studio always seem to have as a fallback line when it involves certain Americans or just allies of ours getting murdered by Islamic terrorists. And it's always the excuse is, well, we had it coming anyway because we shouldn't be over there.
No, it's never an excuse.
We're over there in many countries, in Islamic countries, by invitation of the governments that I don't support, by the way, at all. None of them. I don't support a single Middle Eastern government, except for the one that resides in Israel. I support that government. That government, you can go on the public airways and bash all you want to your heart's content, just like in America, and you ain't going to have anything happen to you. Nothing. But any a country east of Israel, if you go on the public radios and bash Islamism or Islamic fanatic, you might be a dead man before you get out of the studio.
And you're absolutely right.
And the people that would commit that murder wouldn't have anything to worry about. So I just want to talk about that because that's the blowback culture that you guys are defending.
Well, I've given you a chance, so let me lay out what I think blowback means to me. Because that's all it is. I don't know if when I say blowback.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if when I use the term blowback, it's... I feel the same way. We're going to a break, James. Can you hold
Thanks
on?
Thanks for the call, J.R.
Hey. Oh, come on.
You can finish your thought.
I know.
He got time to speak.
Okay.
He got his time to speak. This is Free Talk Live. We'll let you explain blowback because it gets explained every time he calls in.
I know.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And in the last segment, we had a caller that called in about blowback, as he does quite frequently. And we explained blowback quite frequently. And Chris, you were about to explain blowback again.
Yeah, and this is James from Arizona, and... Sorry, Daryl, cut you off. I wanted to carry you through the break, but James and I, it seems like we can have a conversation. It may take place over several phone calls. So I'm going to throw out what I think of when I think of blowback, James, and I'll be on, I believe, Saturday the 21st. I'll be the next time I'm on. So if you want to give me a call back, and you can offer your 2 cents. When I think of blowback, and what I refer to is when the United States decides that it wants to affect change on another country. And oftentimes that is against a democratically elected government. We will choose that we don't like that one. We want to put our folks in there, and we do. And what sometimes happens is people don't forget that, and they will use that years and years later. A good standard example is the 1953 actions against the democratically elected Iranian government, and us putting in the Shah of Iran, who was enormously unpopular and cruel. That led to the Ayatollah Khomeini and the rise of a different brand of Islam in Iran, which we're still dealing with today. So I don't make any excuses at all for Islamic terrorism at all. I call it what it is. It's the needless and senseless taking of lives because of a reason that in the name of religion, which I don't buy, I believe that we should all be peaceful people and we should respect human life. So that's kind of where I'm at, James. Like I said, Saturday the 21st, 7 p.m., I'll be back on the air.
Right, and just to point something out, there are a lot of Muslims that will speak out against those that commit acts of terrorism, but it seems as though every time somebody does speak out, there's somebody saying, there's nobody speaking out against this.
Yeah, and sometimes what we hear is what the media actually reports. So if people are speaking out against Islamic terrorism and they happen to be Muslim, we may not always hear them. Sometimes you have to go seek them out,
right,
which is too bad because I hate to be the cynic, but sometimes just this lack of anybody speaking up out against Islamic radicalism from the Islamic religion sort of fits into our narrative of where we want to take the story. That is part of it. So there may be some censorship there by governments too.
Right. And, you know, you had mentioned the U.S. involvement in Iran back in the 1950s. Let's not forget the 26,000 bombs that were dropped by the U.S. military on various countries last year. And we're not in a war.
Yeah, we're not, in a single declared war, not any war declared by Congress. And we just keep creating more enemies for ourselves, and that's the part that drives me nuts. Every time a civilian is killed by American action overseas, whether you feel it's right or wrong, when some seven-year-old kid loses his mom or his sister or his father, who were innocents in that example, call it collateral damage, but don't think that person now isn't ripe for radicalization.
Right.
Cannot end up being a future bomber. And then you're going to say, well, how does this happen? It's not just that to say that, you know, Islam is not a religion of peace. You can't say that because Islam is made up of millions and millions and millions of Muslims.
I think 1.6 billion people.
Right. So you can't just say what they all feel. You can talk about the writing and do all that, and there may be people that believe it one way or believe it another. But if we're out there radicalizing through our foreign policy, it's not a good path for us to be on, and we've been on it for way, way too long.
Now, let's get back to the article from the LA Times about what we began talking about, and that is Backpage. First, Kamala Harris brought new charges, and then the CEOs wound up shutting down the adult section, specifically the adult jobs section of Backpage.com. Again, the abrupt closure came on the eve of the scheduled testimony of the founders and CEO before the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Investigations. The Senate panel issued the report after an acrimonious investigation. Backpage balked at a subpoena to turn over company materials to investigators, but the panel secured a federal court order to force compliance. The Senate committee's review of the company's documents, totaling more than 1.1 million pages, found evidence that Backpage knowingly facilitated prostitution and child sex trafficking. The business was highly profitable and experienced explosive growth from $5.3 million in gross revenue in 2008 to $135 million in 2014. To keep problematic ads online, the company edited them, that according to reports. One moderator said he removed material that was obviously indicative of prostitution, but the post remained published. According to the report, the moderator testified under oath, quote, my responsibility was to make the ads okay to run live on the site because having to get rid of the ad altogether was bad for business. It was common knowledge, report said, it was common knowledge at the company that ads in the adult section were for prostitution, adding that a coworker used the site to procure prostitutes. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio and Claire McCaskill of Missouri led the bipartisan Senate investigation into the website and said Backpage moves to shutter its adult ads attested to the damning evidence their team uncovered. Now, if you go to the Adult Encounters section...
Yeah, well, I'm there.
You're there.
Now, don't get the wrong ideas, folks. I was actually just doing a little research for this story. But under adult, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 categories listed in the New Hampshire version. So the first one is escorts. Okay, so that probably is kind of prostitution-like in the eyes of the government.
Yes.
Would you agree? Yes. Body rubs. Okay. Body rubs could be
massage.
Should be massage. Could be more than a massage.
Right.
Okay.
And it could just be, you know, like... topless massage, or just a regular body rub down, but the woman or man giving you the massage is not fully clothed.
Right. Not what you're going to get at the mall. How about this one? Strippers and strip clubs. Is there any law in New Hampshire against strip clubs? Or I know there's regulations that say lots of states have regulations about whether you can serve alcohol if they're fully nude, or some states are, you know, women can only strip down to the pasties and things
and
like that.
Pennsylvania has this weird thing to where if the dancers get completely naked, you can't sell alcohol, but people can bring their own beer to the club.
Right.
So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, and I've seen variations of this all over the country. I mean, I've read about variations of this all over the country. So, yeah, strippers and strip clubs, that seems like a state-by-state sort of thing, and I'm not sure why that category would be censored. Dom and fetish. Okay, dom and fetish, is that... can it only be people offering to provide services for sale? Again, this is not
that
adult
could just
jobs.
Be...
this just says adult.
Adult entertainment, dom and fetish, it could be a specialty dating section.
It could be.
It could be, here's a specialty service that somebody is offering, but there's not necessarily anything that indicates from that title that money is changing hands.
Exactly. TS, transsexual. Okay? That seems to be... most of what we seem to be regulating these days seems to be to make sure that transgendered folks have more rights. Yet just a category of TS, strike it, censored.
And what it says, censored. The government has unconstitutionally censored this content. Protect internet free speech. Visit Center for Democracy and Technology. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more. 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards, so don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris is over there perusing the back page to see what sorts of interesting ads he can find are not in the adult entertainment section. Because the adult entertainment section was shut down.
It's all censored. So, you know, you can just go to, I'm just looking in the regular services. So, for example, here's a beautiful Korean girl, high class, reliable, and professional, providing a non-rushed and erotic massage for VIP gentlemen.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's sort of shows the pointlessness in this stuff, too. I mean, it's because it's under the heading adult, that means it can't be shown, but if it's under just regular services, then that's fine. I'm sure it doesn't take people who are interested in advertising long to figure that one out.
Right, and this entire thing, the reason we're even discussing Backpage or Chris is looking on Backpage is because we started the show discussing the new information about Backpage, where a couple weeks ago, California Attorney General Kamala Harris brought new pimping and money laundering charges. And then just a couple of days ago, Backpage decided to shut down the adult entertainment section. And Chris is waving an attractive Asian woman in front of one of the webcams that you can find at cam.freetalklive.com and also distracting me from telling you about where some of the hosts of this show will be at the end of February. Not Chris or I will be here, but Ian and Mark will be in Anarchapulco, along with Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Lynn Ulbricht, and a bunch of other people. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. They bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyle, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You don't want to miss it. February 25th through the 28th at Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, anarchapulco.com for tickets. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tony calling in from Canada. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. You were previously talking about radical Islam a little bit. And I was just calling to say that I'm concerned about regular Islam at the moment. These no-go zones for homosexuals and women, unaccompanied women, are popping up all over Europe.
This information? Because I've not seen anything about this.
I saw a video that was posted on the AMP forum on Facebook.
Okay.
About French women being harassed in Paris for talking to reporters, for trying to go in a bar, for trying to do things, regular things that women should be able to do. I don't know. They seem very silent about this whole situation, the Muslims do. And the way they treat homosexuals too. Throwing them right from rooftops and hanging them from cranes. I mean, this whole thing, I understand.
Right,
that
so the problem here, hold on, Tony. The problem here is that you have people that are bad people. In Uganda, you've probably heard about what's happened in Uganda. That's not an Islamic country. The leader of Uganda actually claims to be a Christian. So you have bad people from every religion.
Yes, but how come it's only the Muslim areas in Europe that are having this phenomenon happen? All over Europe, the same phenomenon in Germany, in France, in the UK, and you have migrations from countries like Vietnam, from many other countries in Europe,
Philippines,
and it's only the Muslims that have this problem.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you that there has been. If you were to look at all the world's religions, I think it would be safe to say that the highest rise in radical, violent behavior is occurring within Islam. I don't know how anybody could make the argument that it's no, really, it's the Christians or the Quakers or the Jews that are really becoming radicalized right now.
I
agree with you on that.
Well, and a lot of the reports are, things where somebody will claim, it was refugees, and then a week later, what doesn't get the media attention is it actually wasn't the refugees.
Right.
So I'm not one of those people that tends to jump on, I saw a report the day that it happened that said blah, blah, blah. I'm going to wait a little bit until some of the facts actually wind up being found out.
Go ahead.
That makes total sense. The problem is what I see a lot sometimes in the libertarian movement is that when it's a good thing, then they say, Muslims are great, they're friendly, and so on. And they are. They're very, very hospitable. But then when it's something negative, then they say, no, that's not Islam. It's just cultural. So there's that double standard where positive things will be imputed to Islam and the negative things will be imputed to culture. In the meantime, Sharia courts, will take the woman's testimony at 50% value of the man's testimony, and things like that that are just unacceptable.
Well, All of that's unacceptable to me, too, and I would not live in that sort of a society.
And luckily for you, Chris, because you're not a Muslim, you will never have to live under Sharia, because Sharia is something that only applies to Muslims.
Right, and if
just
that,
like you're not, because you're not Jewish, you don't have to abide by Levitical law, because it's something that only applies to Jews.
And I love bacon. But I think what the point is that
We're getting some phone static from you. I'm going to have to let you go, but yeah. Thank you for the call.
No, I think the point is I just can't tell how much, because you're right, a lot of this, the Muslims have taken over whole countries at a time. A lot of it doesn't stand up to the sniff test.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit back, because that's coming from the mainstream media, and say that, well, that means that it's not going on at all. I just don't know. I do know that I truly believe that there is a lot of radicalization, and it's a complex issue. It's not just as simple as saying Islam is a religion of hate. That's too simple, because I've known too many Muslims in my life.
Right. I have never met a Muslim that wanted to kill me, but I've met a lot of people that used to be in the military that said that they loved killing people. That's not a condemnation of everybody that was in the military.
Right. Or,
that's just, you know, my anecdotal experience of I have met people, and I actually used to work with a guy that when the whole Libya invasion thing happened back in 2011, he said, I hope I get a call so I can re-enlist because, quote-unquote, killing people is fun. And that's just absolutely sick and disturbing to me. Let's go to Skype. We've got Alex calling in. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Fantastic to be on. I think that it is more complex than just Islam, because I think that there's a component of intelligence and gene pacification that's happened in European countries and Asian countries, and I'd use the evidence of the Asian crime rate being...
What is gene pacification?
I was hoping you knew.
So basically, in Asia and in largely in Europe, we killed our underclasses, our criminal classes, off generation after generation, to such a degree that overall crime was reduced. Basically, it's similar to domestication. You're killing off your antisocial and criminal classes. And the evidence for that, and my evidence is the fact that Asians have a higher IQ and a lower crime rate.
So you support killing people that don't fit your specific desired genetic makeup?
I don't think that's where he's
going. I'm going to hold you over. Because I'm really curious. Because, you know, people that say stuff like that, they might not say outright, yes, I support killing people, but they talk like they support killing people. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up next.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.